Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that. It's often...
About that.
About that.
About.
It's often about that.
This week we talked about the same stuff we always talk about. I'll say that much. The patriarchy.
Beauty standards.
Your daughter.
My daughter.
Farting. I mean, there are no other subjects, are there?
No, this is pretty much all we got.
Write in if you'd like to know, if you can think of a single other subject in all of existence.
Here's the thing. We do some rapping about how we want boys in charge. Let the record reflect. That's a bit. It's a bit.
It's actually scaring me that you feel like you need to say it's a bit.
No, I know they know, but I just want to say, just in case it gets on the wrong side of the internet, just in case Joe Rogan finds this episode and he's like, these are my guys.
If Joe Rogan were to sort of back us in any way financially, I don't know, we'd have
You'd
to talk
switch
about
your politics?
You well, switch your know. Politics I'll to pay some rent? I'll say this much. I watched Jane Goodall's documentary and she let an oil company sponsor a gorilla sanctuary that she built.
Okay, so... Joe Rogan is sort of an oil company to us being a gorilla sanctuary. Are we the gorilla sanctuary?
I think we're metaphor? Jane Goodall.
Oh, fire. Yeah. And who are we sanctuarying?
Oh, Grant's literally looking at his watch.
The
we
Adoids?
Hope you enjoy this. We hope you enjoy this.
It's because he made episode. That watch.
And we love you so much. And hit it, Grant.
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said. I'm looking as the girls did back in the day.
What does that even mean?
You know, like sometimes you're beautiful in a modern way and sometimes you're beautiful like a Renaissance painting. I'm having a visceral reaction to, I actually don't even think you got the melody right. Oh.
So it's something like this, right?
I feel that film.
I'm gonna fake it. I'm totally wrong. Talk to me about that film.
I sometimes see people on the internet freaking out about something that they're a fan of, and I'm like, to be honest with you, I'm like in my head, I'm like, get a life. You can't be that emotional over an entity that is outside of you. But you playing this melody is making me be like, I feel like the 2009 remake of Pride and Prejudice starring Keira Knightley is a part of my flesh and blood. It's a part of my bones. Yeah. It's really close. Potentially even correct.
Does she do this thing in that movie?
The face made is so disrespectful. It's so disrespectful to one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
For those that are
Do you
just
love me.
For those that are listening, you can't see, but Grant is pushing his chin out as far as he could push his chin out to do his Keira Knightley.
You would be lucky to breathe the same air as this woman, and you made that face.
Huge, 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 huge crush on her growing up.
Of course.
She was my number one.
Of course.
She was my number one.
She's gorgeous and perfect in the film Pride
and Prejudice. Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous. But there was something about, obviously gorgeous, but there was something about how she behaved in Dar.
Right. Well, totally. That's part
her
of
vibe,
what requi- is required
vibe,
for a crush.
Her vibe was impeccable. And it was the chin, too. The chin. Here's the thing. Everybody makes, like, if you can be imitated.
You're doing something right.
You're doing something right.
Yeah. That's why when we do
Everyone's
him,
like,
when we do our impressions of Jim Carrey, when we do our impressions of Jim Carrey, that's out of respect.
Of course, it's out of respect.
But
if you can't be imitated, you're doing nothing.
You are nothing.
Someone who plays the same character in every movie, regardless of what character they're actually cast as,
and
is that bad acting or is that good acting?
The
it's
argument
acting.
I would have to
it's
that
it's different mediums. I think
yes.
Different types of acting. You have someone who does like transformative acting, which is like. You don't recognize them depending on the character. And then you have someone who does, I guess I'll call it...
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, I'll call it honesty acting. Like they're just being honest in the moment. They're not trying to be something different. They're reacting how they would let their own
Isn't
emotions
that by
react.
Definition bad acting?
No.
No.
Because you're not turning into the character that you were supposed to be turning into.
No, you're turning the character into you. Listen, I mean... When
it's lazy.
No, it's not. No. When Jennifer
Aniston
cries in Friends because she's upset about something, her character, she's acting like she's not actually upset. She's just making the character more like her.
I think it's different. I think it's just different taste. It's different taste. It's
and
like, I totally agree. But I also think, being
but I like your take.
Being dynamic is more impressive to me than a strong brand.
There you go.
Interesting, as someone with an extremely strong brand yourself.
But someone could...
Not an actor.
But someone...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying. I think we see this the most obvious in comedy acting, which is why comedy acting tends to not age the best, because it is pretty strict brand acting.
Yeah. I respect it strongly, though. And if I was one of those people, I would be going to bed at night thinking... People like my personality so much that they keep paying me millions of dollars to show what it would look like to have my personality in different situations.
But I don't know if it's their personality. I would also say...
my vibe, how I behave and are.
I would say a lot of action movie stars are brand acting. I think actually like the transformative acting is rare and few and far between, and like doesn't really exist that much.
Most people are just being themselves. I mean,
most people are brand acting. I wouldn't even say if it's themselves, but they have like a actor thing that
they have
they
a persona.
Do.
Yeah.
Their persona.
I don't know. I'm like, we like how Jennifer Aniston behave and art.
We love how Jennifer Aniston behave
and we'll pay her hundreds of millions of dollars to keep behaving and daring the way she is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tom Cruise, he's brand acting. He's not like a transformative guy, but we would say he's a good actor.
But like Christian Bale will like ruin his health and body.
He's transformative.
To do a thing.
But you don't necessarily want to watch Christian Bale do things outside of that.
No, because those guys, when they're in interviews, you're like this. Oh, is he okay?
Yeah, the answer is no. The answer is no.
Always, every interview I watch with an actor like that, I'm like, someone give that guy a hug, please.
Hey, Christian, buddy, your character doesn't have to be that skinny. You can have a sandwich.
Yeah, have a sandwich, please. I'm worried about you.
You can have a sandwich.
And talk about, let's talk about the longevity of these people's lives. That much weight gain and loss and like doing all those things to your body, that can't be right.
I don't know. I think I'm worried to see this generation of beefcake boys, like when The Rock is in his 70s, how's his heart gonna do? Like, are we gonna be learning
you
things?
You think he's making it to his 70s?
Oh, that's sad.
Fuck no.
That's really sad.
Actually, if Arnold did, like, if Arnold did, then The Rock will.
Well, Arnold was on, was Arnold doing, what's the thing they all do?
Do you think
steroids?
Guys?
Yeah, was Arnold doing steroids in the way that they
were
all doing
Arnold
steroids?
Was Arnold Schwarzenegger doing steroids?
That's a genuine question. Yeah, Do you think those guys are on
performance enhancing drugs?
Yes. Yeah. No, of course, of course. So do you think it's the guys, like, do you think guys like Arnold paved the way, like, medically for people like The Rock to know what is safe and what is okay? Or do you
probably
think we're still like risking it for the biscuit out
Can
here?
I say something that might be controversial? And for those of you listening to the podcast, don't, I mean, ignore me, I guess. Just don't listen to this bit. But I feel like if you're that big, you're having a sort of psychosis where maybe you're not able to stop.
For sure. It's an addiction. It's body dysmorphia. It's all the above. Yeah.
Oh, it's dysmorph in the way that everybody has dysmorph.
I'm kind of having the kind of body dysmorphia where I don't react at all. I'm like, oh no. I don't like the way I look, or I do like the way I look, or whatever. And then I'm like this, huh?
It's turning into Chim Chimney.
I'll adjust.
No. I'll adjust. Keep doing what you're doing.
And some... and some days I feel sad and blue about the way my arms look in a tank top. But... do anything about that. steroids like Arnold Schwarzenegger to get buffer in them. My arms in a tank top would look a lot more tougher, but I don't. I just sit around and say, hopefully tomorrow will be the kind of day where I feel gorgeouser.
I understand. I hope that things change, but I won't do anything to make the thing change. I just hope that it changes. I don't want action. I just want change. I just want it to change without me having to change it.
And mostly, I just want to be at peace with myself.
Yeah, and mostly, I just want to be at peace with myself, but I don't want to do anything to get there.
What I liked about that.
Do you get what I'm saying?
What I liked about that song is that you were forcing Chim Chimney so hard on me, and I was doing everything I could to not sing the Chim Chimney melody.
You had no Chim in your chimney.
Ooh. I don't know if we should be talking about the Chim in my chimney in mixed company.
How come we want change, but we don't want to do anything about it?
It's not. Okay, I'll be honest. And I know I'm very rarely serious on this podcast, but I'll be honest and say this. It's not that I'm unwilling to do something about it. I actually am more than willing to do something about it. I think about it all the time. It's for me, it's difficult to strike the balance of healthy body, healthy brain, healthy lifestyle.
Sure.
I feel like you can only pick one or two. And in the times
healthy
in
body,
my life,
healthy brain, healthy lifestyle. You could pick all three.
Brain goes a little down the tubes when I start to obsess with healthy body, healthy lifestyle.
Okay, well, obsess with healthy body, healthy lifestyle but is different than having healthy body, healthy lifestyle.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why I'm saying it's difficult for me to strike balance.
There's the rub.
It's difficult for me to strike balance when I think about, like, oh, here's a thing I don't like about my body. Do I not like that because it's not the right thing according to some beauty standard, or am I unhealthy in this way? And to change it, do I do a thing that's healthy or do I do a thing that's not healthy? And even if I'm doing the thing that's healthy, does my brain go kaput?
Here's a take that I don't know.
And that's on eating disorders.
Here's my question. And this, if this is a path we don't want to go down, then it doesn't, we don't have to go down and we can cut it. Is this a curse of our age people born after the
careful,
here's what
I'm younger than you.
I know. Here's what beauty standards are.
Yeah.
Born sort of after that in the forget about beauty standards, do whatever you want, feel comfortable in your own whatever. This curse of like, but what is health?
Right.
Because we're the generation that swung. Like, see, I'm in dangerous territory because it's particularly a female conversation. But
I would also,
but it was like, it was like, here's what it is, here's what it is, here's what it is. And then this generation for the last 20 years has been like, we don't care about any of that. So is it the curse of being caught in the like, okay, then what is healthy? Because obviously that was unhealthy. But then how do I? Is this what you're describing?
Yes and no. I would say that it's not as black and white as like. This is what it was. It was, you have to look like Paris Hilton when I was growing up. Like,
right.
Skinny, tall, blonde.
Right.
And then we went like, nope, none of that matters. That's not true. Everything still mattered. Like,
no, of
we
course,
were still
of course.
Communicating.
Of course.
We were still communicating a certain level of things changed, of course. And
well,
what
we
believe
Kardashian.
To be. Right. And
if
what
you
we,
want to map it to like actual body.
Yes
yeah.
and no. What we believe to be beautiful potentially expanded, but we also still have a massive emphasis on beauty, specifically with women, specifically saying like, of all the things you could accomplish, being beautiful is the most important one.
Totally.
And even if we're not saying that out loud, even if our generation is being like, that's not true, we still communicate that.
Right, but
with everything that we do.
But this is what I'm asking: is that what creates the like, the mind hamster wheel of like, okay, well, obviously the
right.
Paris Hilton thing is unsustainable and bad, and we can't be expecting that.
Yeah.
But how? What's the relationship to? Is this what you're describing? What's the relationship to health without going full
that way?
Full that
and
way.
And when your brain was already kind of broken to go full that way. And I think what you're saying about the adjustment in the conversation is relevant because our mom's generation would have just been like, yeah, I mean, do everything you can to get skinny.
Right.
And
right.
Now our generation is like, it's still important to be skinny, but you also have to be perfect at doing it, which is like,
Yeah.
Really hard to balance. Really hard to balance.
No, of course. And I'm obviously not the person to even be having this conversation, but I do respect the fact that then it like there is a simplicity to the old version, as dark as it was.
Yeah. All in all,
now it's even like more complex, it seems, and even harder because it's changing and it's different, and we know that there's a darkness to it, which we didn't talk about in the past, but now there's like this, like,
I am.
It's almost even harder now.
All in all, thankful to be free of the prison that being the top priority is the only thing we agree on. Like, there is now more conversation and more POV surrounding all of this stuff that helps with, to the point of our stupid song, like, some days I am like, no, I'm perfect. And some days I'm like, it's crazy that they let me out of the house.
Yeah.
I think that's always been the case for women, but now at least we have tools to sort of sift through that. I hope it's better for your daughter, and I hope it's better for her daughter. But have we been serious for too long?
You mean humans are creating standards and things that are unhealthy for other humans based on whoever's sort of in charge at the time?
Yeah, and imagine this, operating under a patriarchy sort of requires that women be for men, and to be for men, we have to be visually pleasing.
For a show with two dudes on it, the last 10 episodes have been pretty anti-patriarchy heavy. I think we need
were
to,
you guys
I
pro think we need patriarchy?
To, I think we need to swing it back to,
I'm sorry.
To the dude show that this was meant to be.
I'm sorry.
All along.
Did you
Let's
guys rock
grand,
on
yeah.
this grand
camp? Let's get yeah. grand on
the grand camp. Yeah, let's bring it back. Patriarchy.
I'm sorry. Did you guys rock up to this podcast hoping for a conversation that was pro-patriarchy?
Yeah.
Sure. Rap
Look,
about it.
Here's the thing. Guys have been in charge for a really long time, and we're hoping that they stay in charge forever. Keep the dudes in charge forever. They've been killing it for so, so long. Dudes in charge makes everything better. All dudes, all the time, always in charge.
Did that feel good?
Yeah. And another thing, make sure we should bring back guys like Napoleon. Take over the world and be super short. Take over the world, wear cool hats, dudes in charge. It was better with the dudes. What did you think of that? That felt good because that's my political beliefs.
For a second,
and it's good
you
to
went,
finally say them out loud.
For a second, you went past tense. You said dudes were in charge. They still are. Don't worry, guys. They still are.
We're still in charge, but it doesn't feel like it when you go online. It feels like they're mad at us.
Oh,
so
that's real.
We want to be back in charge, and back in charge where everyone's happy about it.
Oh, like they were historically.
Yeah, because historically they've always been happy with the dudes in charge. The dudes in charge. Put the dudes in charge.
The dudes in charge.
Everything's better when there's dudes in charge.
Everyone's dead when there's dudes in charge.
Yeah.
Everyone oppressed when the dudes in charge.
What?
Women don't read because the dude in charge.
Dang. That's better.
Anyway,
welcome back to Mom Said.
Welcome back to Mom Said.
This is a podcast that we make. We're three siblings. You know that. You've been listening. What's going on this week with you? You wanted to bring something up, but then we ended up talking about beauty standards for 15
minutes.
You know
what's horrible is my topic is kind of in line with that, and I feel we've been talking about it for too long. So you go first. You go first with your topic. You go first with your topic, dudes in charge.
Okay, well, first of all, dudes in charge. Obviously, for those who are new, that's a joke that we're making, that rap about dudes in charge.
Oh,
Grant,
I feel like
you have
that's
something
clear.
To say?
We're also at 1/3 of the way through the episode, so we could do one of the three segments that we usually do.
I think that's what I'm trying to do right now,
that's
is head towards a speed haiku.
Just making sure that was the case.
No, and that's good producing. That's a great job. One of the things I wanted to talk about this week was that my daughter is so lovely and so wonderful, and I've been posting more sort of dad content online, which has been like, that's, I know that sentence makes me want to scream, dad content. But just, I guess, just truth about my life. Do you know what I mean? Just speaking, just like putting truth on screen. So I've been putting more dad content online, and I posted a video recently that has been doing well, talking about how I didn't understand the definition of the word busy or the definition of the word overwhelmed until I had a baby daughter.
Yeah.
And what has been so sweet and so fun is I've been getting so many DMs from like friends who have kids who are like, hey, if you want to hang out, let's all hang out.
Oh, it's been so, they're like, you should start a dad club.
I know. I've been thinking about like maybe there's a parent powwow, a parent hang that needs to happen soon in East LA. So if you're an East LA friend, please come hang.
Wait.
Because it is.
Let's brainstorm.
Honestly, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. Baby is so crazy. Grant came over and hung out with his niece yesterday.
Are you ready for the dad club rap? Give me a beat.
Yeah, I got you. There's only one beat I do.
Okay. Dad club, where we all wear the white Nike shoes, where we all mow the lawn with our shirt off, where we all grab a beer from the garage fridge.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Garage fridge.
Dad club, where we get mad at the baseball game.
Garage fridge.
And we get mad at the football game.
Garage fridge.
Garage fridge.
And we have some deeper issues that we don't go to therapy for. Dad
hey,
club.
Hey.
Garage fridge. Hey.
Struggling hey, with being hey, emotionally hey, vulnerable. Hey, dad club.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Liking hey, your sons more hey, than your daughters, unfortunately. Hey, that's most of the hey, dad club.
Hey. 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 Cause dude's in charge. Put the dudes in charge. Yeah, I do also definitely need to be back in therapy about really an overwhelming time of life. Having a kid changes everything. And
I'm
I know
sorry,
everyone
are
talks
you
about
not
that.
Going to therapy?
I haven't been for the last few months. Also, crazy. Don't shame me. Also, don't shame me on our own show for not having been for the last
well,
chapter.
I'll tell you as someone who graduated therapy.
No, we can't be doing graduated therapy.
It's really anyway, important to stick with it.
Anyway, it's been really fun to have all the other parents reach out. And I'm doing comedy bits, but also it's very sweet that people are like, but actually, though, if this is not a joke, which like all jokes are jokes, but also not jokes.
What do you feel like you want a parent club or a dad club?
Parent club.
What do you feel like would be a fun activity for the parent club?
Oh, that's a good question. I think pizza comes to mind.
It always does.
The Pizza Parent Club. That would be a joy.
Pizza potluck parent.
Also, if there's some sort of situation in which, I guess this starts happening when they get older, but if there's some sort of situation in which we could just like set the babies down and they'd be like totally fine and you just leave them be.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And just like ignore them for a couple hours.
Like the babies would play with each other.
Or just be quiet for a couple hours.
Interesting.
And not be needed, like, you know, they don't need attention for like,
I think if that
just
was
like an hour and a half.
I think if that was possible, there would be less of a need for a parent club even.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you could go do activities and stuff.
That's true. We could just do activities. Anyway, parenting has been so fun and so hard and so fun.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's the hardest thing that's ever happened to me.
Do you honestly feel like it's the best thing? Everyone always says that. They're always like, it's so hard, but it's so rewarding. I'm like, is it so rewarding?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so cute. She's doing like different kinds of talking that are so cute. And it's not even talking. She's just making noises. Grant's heard some of the new squeaks.
That's
also,
talking.
It's immediately hot in here. Oh, okay.
I'm going to see her this afternoon, and I'm going to teach her a word.
She's been making new squeaks.
I'm going to teach her a phrase, actually, and it's going to be up yours.
It's this person doesn't listen to this podcast, but I worked with someone in the recent weeks, and it's been so funny to be like, there's a character of person you meet who's a parent who, like, you're like, oh, I have a kid. Oh, I have a kid. Oh, this is so cute. And like, there's a version of this that I've gotten a couple of times that like seems really hard and much respect, but it immediately turns into like, you find out immediately that they're not getting along with their spouse anymore. Like it's immediate, like they're like, oh yeah, it's awesome. Right. Yeah. I wish people would talk about how hard it is. You know, the parenting part's awesome, but like, yeah. I wish people talked more about how much you just like,
you just don't like each other. You don't get along anymore.
I'm like,
I've heard this.
I'm like, oh, I'm not experiencing that. Well, and I know you were looking for someone to sort of give
corroborate
you,
your yes, experience. Yes.
You're sort of looking for like another dude to be like, yeah, so hard.
The old ball and chain.
And I'm like, I'm not experiencing that. And I'm so sorry. And I understand. I see how you could experience that because it's very difficult to navigate this whole thing with partner.
Yeah.
But also when you come barking up the like, man, wives are hard, huh? Tree. I don't really have any fruit to offer you from my tree. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
To extend the metaphor.
And furthermore, you probably shouldn't give away any of that fruit from your tree.
Yeah, I agree. In the way that you should keep the chim chim in your chimney.
Let's do a haiku about that.
Yeah, haiku about parenting or about the old ball and chain.
Okay. Thank God.
Okay.
God
is one syllable. God is one syllable. Keep going. Here we go.
That was horrible.
Here we go.
Thank God, Lauren. Is the one you pick for it. Start a club this week.
Thank God Lauren is the one you picked for it. Start a club this week. Yeah, hell yeah.
Aha, I love it.
Okay, is the next topic going to be... I felt me losing... Okay.
Wait, what bird is this?
Being that I don't know what bird that is. It sounds like a robin.
Yes.
Okay, great. I did feel we lost Allie during me talking about parenting. So should we shift into a different conversation?
No, I was listening.
Okay.
Me not talking is actually me listening.
No, I did watch you check my hair be doing crazy things multiple times during that conversation.
That's insecurity on your part because I actually genuinely, and you know, I would tell you to your face if I thought your hair looked stupid. I genuinely wasn't looking at your hair.
Well, then why not? Okay, do you want to talk about your thing, or is it going
to
be
fine, or at least similar to the way mine's being, actually?
Or is it? Do you want to talk about your topic, or do you want to skip straight to voice memo? Is it going to be double down?
My topic was about the luteal phase of the menstrual cycle.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. What?
I just had a revelation. No one's going to care about this, but.
Well, that's the perfect thing to bring up.
There are some watches that have day and date complications. I've recently gotten into watches, for those of you that don't know.
Oh, I know where you're going. Keep going.
I know. There are some watches that have day and date compilations. So on the watch, so like this watch I'm wearing right now, you can see the date on it, obviously, and that changes every day, obviously. And there are some that also show you the day of the week. So it'll be like Friday the 31st or Saturday or whatever. What if we have a period phase complication on the watch?
Okay, there are moon phase watches.
Yeah, moon phase watches.
For a second, I was so worried, Grant, that you were just totally changing the subject from what I said.
No. Wait, moon phase watch? Is
dude,
kind of
I think
fire.
I kind of don't want to put this on air because I'm gonna fucking make that watch and make
no,
so much
you're
money,
not.
Bro.
Having a chic, gorgeous
so many-
watch that showed like what phase of my period I'm in, kind of fire.
Isn't it dictated by the moon? But actually, it's dictated. But if you saw a moon phase, that would be kind of sick.
I mean, a moon phase watch is different than tracking my menstrual cycle. I'll say that much.
I get that. But I'm saying
moon phase watch sounds amazing.
Could help you know where we are in the calendar and the cycle of the lunars.
You know, how long does the moon go?
How long does the moon go?
I'm totally curious about something. It's hanging high in the sky. Some days it looks like a toenail, and some days it looks like a pie. All I wanna know, how long the moon goes.
How long the moon goes.
How long the moon goes.
How long the moon goes. It starts out old like a skinny. And it turns into half of a pizza pie. And how does the moon get full? And how does the moon get skinnier? And how do the long do the
doesn't make the water come the way it comes.
And yeah, seriously. is the moon's gravity? I know it changes that, but like, why is the moon only sort of affecting the water's gravity and making it come like closer to the beach and like fill up the beach like a little more?
And some people would argue the moon that has some spiritual powers.
Well, yeah, okay.
At the very least, it has some emotional something, because when we look at the sky, we're all sharing the moon.
Same moon, same moon.
And we all want to know how long the moon goes. Moon.
Okay, seriously, how does it make the water move, though? You know what
I
mean?
I don't know, but the original question I was asking was, does the moon cycle match, like, the timing of a menstrual cycle? Is that why we've always thought they were connected?
I mean, no, because the moon cycle doesn't change, but the menstrual cycle does change.
There you go.
What do you mean?
It's STEM podcast.
Because some menstrual cycles are
always the same.
What, some of them are 28 days and some of them are like 32 days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but I mean, like, is the moon cycle like 30-ish days? Because that's how long a menstrual cycle is, like 30-ish days.
I actually don't know.
Oh, that's why I want to know how long did the moon go?
How long is the moon?
All cycle? I wanted to say was this week I did some research on the luteal phase.
The lunar cycle lasts about 29.5 days. How long is a menstrual cycle? How long is a menstrual cycle? 21 to 45 days.
Oh, wow.
45? Whoa. Okay.
45 days is wild. 45 days is wild.
45 days is wild. 45 days is wild.
45 days is wild. And this is why boys in charge. Boys in charge. Because 45 days, what? 45 days is too long for a cycle.
Some could argue that women are more powerful given that they're like totally in tune with what the hell the moon's up to.
Yeah, agree.
Now.
Boys don't know a thing about the moon, but that's because we're busy making money.
Are you guys busy making money?
No, dude. I'm literally making $0 these days.
That's what I freaking thought. Yeah. Anyway, the thing that I wanted to talk about, which I think we're running out of time for, so I'll just say this. When you're in your luteal phase, that's when you're the grumpiest. Some people think it's like, oh, you're on your period. Are you going to be so emotional?
There's
your
a period, specific
you actually
phase.
Relieve some, you actually get some emotional relief when like the actual like period begins. The luteal phase is the part where you're angry and hungry and you look in the mirror and you go, I hate the way I look. I said to someone the other day, I'm in my luteal phase right now. That's why the Uber driver that drove me to the bar was making me so mad, because he kept saying, can I roll down the window? And I was like, yes. And he was like, are you okay with me rolling down the window? And I was like, yes, roll down the window.
Okay, let me know. Y'all, let me know in the comments if you have noticed this as well. How come every Uber I'm in, their window is slightly cracked? There's some sort of conspiracy theory, bro. Every Uber I get in, their window is slightly cracked and none of the other windows are slightly cracked.
They just farted right before he got in, and they're hoping that the fart goes away in the direction of their window.
Well, also, everyone smells differently. Like, I got in with perfume on. Maybe he didn't like the smell of my perfume.
He just farted right before you got in. That's the only reason that he's got an open window.
Anyway, I got to the place where I was going and I said, I'm so grumpy and the Uber driver didn't do anything wrong. I must be in my luteal phase. I look at my app. I am. And I say to myself, why does it feel like I'm always in my luteal phase? I look it up this morning. That shit lasts 10 days long.
Wow.
A third of my life, I'm in the phase where I'm grumpy and I hate myself.
It's as if your insides had a fart that you need to crack open a window.
Crack open a proverbial window.
Yeah, the luteal phase is sort of an internal fart where everything stinks, but it's from the inside.
Uh-huh. I would say that's true.
So
crack open a window.
Crack a window.
Proverbial window.
Proverbial window.
Crack open the proverbial window.
Okay, I do feel like we honestly
write a haiku about that.
I do feel like we need to crack open proverbial windows. Here we go. Haiku. Crack open That's so trippy. Crack open windows. Crack open windows. Real or proverbial, bro? Start cracking them, boys.
Crack open windows, real or proverbial, bro? Start cracking them, boys. And that's what I'll say to myself.
And that's honestly...
Next time my blood is boiling for no reason.
And that's honestly something we all need to remember. Hey, here's some proverbial windows. Go on a walk. Right. Here's some proverbial windows.
Eat a damn sandwich.
Eat a sandwich. Here's some proverbial windows. Drink water. Here's some proverbial windows. Call a friend.
And I've gotten good at that. Yesterday, Gabby said, I'm bringing everyone's sandwiches to the beach. And I knew that that would mean that I'm about 2 hours from a sandwich.
So you needed a snack to make sure?
No, I literally said, don't bother getting me a sandwich. And I went and got my own sandwich and ate it in the car on the way to the beach.
And is this you publicly saying that Gabby's going to be slow at getting sandwiches?
No. This is me publicly saying I cracked a proverbial window knowing that 2 hours was too long for me to wait to eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll get my own sandwich. Thank you very much. And I ate my own sandwich. And guess what? I showed up to the beach nice and cheerful.
Snack, water, call a friend.
We're Grant, really just toddlers.
What are other proverbial windows for cracking it open and letting the steam out?
Toddlers.
Yeah.
You and me, we're just toddlers.
We're just toddlers, really.
My window is Mario Kart.
Oh, that's a good proverbial window.
My window is restoration videos on YouTube where they like scrub off the rust and then turn them into shiny knives again.
Yes. Or they have like, it's like a vintage toy from the 1950s that's like made of metal.
And they all have 30 million views. My window is this hydraulic press channel on YouTube where they can barely speak English, but they squish things together with a hydraulic press.
Oh, you sent this to me. And
question for you, Graham.
Oh. Mostly all YouTube related.
All his proverbial windows are YouTube.
Do any of your proverbial windows not involve a screen?
He goes on runs.
Well, I don't.
You play with Lenny.
I don't consider the normal windows are standards in my life that I wouldn't do to like I'm doing those anyway. I'm not doing those because I'm stressed.
Got it.
Like exercise, like got it. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Each and every week, we check our mailbox, our digital mailbox.
Our digital mailbox.
Okay. Okay.
Our digital mailbox.
Okay, each and every week we check our digital mailbox to see what problems you've sent us that hopefully we can solve using the power of beautiful music.
Or unbeautiful music, or depending unbeautiful on music, what the situation calls.
Depending on what my fingers do and what our voices do.
Wait, should we make a jingle for digital mailbox?
I think I just did.
Yeah, I think it's a...
But I mean,
I've got an idea. Let me pitch something.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
I wonder who, you know, to not run into copyright issues, we might have to change the melody a little bit. And a couple of the words.
We just got a voicemail. We just got a voicemail. We just got a voicemail. Wonder who.
I think that was still the same thing.
Oh, really?
We just got a voicemail.
Wait. Do it the same, but I'll change the chords.
Okay.
I do it all the chords.
We just got a voicemail. We just got a voicemail. We just got a voicemail. I wonder who sent it in.
Let's ask our legal team if that's enough of a change that we can use it as our jingle.
Yeah, I bet we can. Anyway, so you've been sending us your problems over voice memo, and we have been solving them through powerful music. This is from our friend Leah. Thank you for sending it in, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi. I love your show. Hold on, let me start it over.
Wait, wasn't it cool that I said hi, Leah, and then she said hi? Let's do it again.
This is from our friend Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi. I just want to say first that I love your show so much.
Aww.
And that it can literally pull me out of a bad mood any day of the week. So please don't ever stop.
That's really nice.
I'm going to pause her right there and say, that's a lot of pressure, Leah. Thank you. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure. Please don't ever stop.
We will have to stop eventually.
Does this stop?
How when long we do die, we,
yeah, okay, when we die.
Till death do us stop okay. podcasting.
Okay, please don't ever stop.
Yeah, I'll get right to my issue. So my coworker and I, we often have to take a poop at work.
Yeah, naturally.
But luckily, you know, we have a private bathroom with a door that locks. So mm-hmm. that's great. You know, so however, other people have a key to this door. So we'll be in there doing our business. And
together?
You know, someone will knock, will indicate occupied. However, for whatever reason, this person or people will continue to try to enter the door. So at that point, you know, we're panicking and screaming. And at one point, my friend even had to stand up mid-poop and, like, hold the door shut because this person, I don't know, didn't know what a door was for or something. So,
oh my gosh.
You know, if you have any advice for us, it's just really getting out of hand and we just need some help.
Okay. Thanks. Leah, first of all, thank you so much.
This is
a really important issue.
Agreed.
And thank you so much for being so vulnerable and honest with us. Secondly, you kept saying we, like the two of you are pooping.
I think what Leah means is that it's happening to the both of them when they do it, but agree that
literally all that of Leah, the language was that like they're sitting
you guys are sitting like cheek to cheek having the same experience,
which is so cute for a coworker duo. I think that's adorable.
Before you start your song, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
If two people were going to poop in the same toilet, what would the logistics be of that?
I think you'd have to go toboggan style. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can't go cheek to cheek, like Gabe said. You'd have to go, like, one person in front, one person back.
Yeah. This definitely brings us into our song.
No. But we need to solve the issue of how do we get people to stop putting a key in a bathroom door to open it while someone's pooping.
Yeah. I think you, if you aren't already, should be doing the poo-poos together. One on lookout and one doing the push.
One with the eye on the door and one with the foot holding door closed.
Uh-huh, one with the eye on the door and one with the eye on the prize, baby. I would say this seems like a two-person job. You need to have someone on lookout, someone giving it all that they got, baby.
I think you could introduce a third
person.
And that's a rabid dog who lives in the bathroom
yes.
and guards the door.
Yes, I agree. We should do like one of those dogs that has like those like only, they only respond to like one word in German and that's the only thing that they can, that makes
yeah.
them stops.
And it's like whatever the German word for kill is.
Yeah, it's like, nice. You know what I mean?
And then the dog is going crazy, slobber going everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's you with your coworker behind you and
yeah.
you in the front, I assume. And the rabid dog next to you barking at the door.
So, one with her eye on the door. A dog with drool on the floor. And you with your pushing on the pushing all the way out. Yeah.
Totally. One with the eye on the door.
Eye on the door.
Dog with the drool on the floor.
Drool on the floor.
You with the pushing on the push it all the way out.
So this shouldn't be a problem anymore. We seem to have solved your problem. We're
and
so
you really only have to do that a couple of times. Before
yeah.
a beware of dog sign just kind of does the trick from now on.
Yeah, you only have to rent the dog for a day, so toboggan style with a dog is the only way to drop a log.
Toboggan style with a dog is the only way to drop a log. Toboggan style with a dog is the only way to drop a log. At work, of course.
At work.
At home, that would not be appropriate.
At home, don't toboggan.
Yeah. No, at home, have your privacy at home.
I think the solution is not.
We just did a whole song. Where were you? Do you want a song or do you want to just tell us?
No, actually, I was going to answer my poop solution, not her problem.
Oh, okay.
Two people got to sit.
We're back. Grant.
That's what I said.
Grant asked a question. Grant asked the question, and then we sang for 25 minutes. And the second we were done, he was like, All glad right. That's
so
over.
Two people.
Wait, go. This is so good. This is so funny because I agree with what you're about to say.
Two people got to sit cheek to cheek sideways on the toilet.
So you're back to back.
You're back to like toilets like this. Uh-huh. And you're back to back like this, uh-huh. like cheek to cheek uh-huh. like that. Uh-huh.
So both of you could rest an arm presumably on the toilet.
Correct.
Pat.
And then you yeah, lock the other arm. Arms.
You lock for stability.
Yeah.
For stability.
Yeah.
Should we take a photo of let's take a photo of this after the episode and post it and post it. We'll post a photo of us testing out your theory.
On that toilet.
That's
right
what
there.
I mean.
Okay.
We'll test out your theory.
Oh my God. Because
I think you're right. I think you're totally right. I think you're totally right. But this means though that neither of you can pee, right?
Unless
I mean you could yeah, you could.
It would go on the floor.
You just stick your shit in.
Do you remember?
You think there's enough room to be?
We're gonna find
double
out.
Double booty cheeks and your biscuits.
We're gonna find out.
double booty cheeks and the dingle bits all can fit in that toilet bowl.
We're gonna find out.
Wait, do you guys remember when Mom and Dad were potty training you?
I already don't like where
the
we're going.
The song that they sang when they were teaching you how to go potty.
Oh,
in the
teaching
toilet?
Boys, teaching yeah, teaching boys.
Is do you remember it?
Doodle down. No, that's this yeah. is not potty training. This is.
No, we've argued about this.
No, this is what they said when you put teaching other parents about putting the diapers on.
No. I called Mom about that. I talked to Mom about this after, and she said it was teaching boys how to aim into the
to
toilet.
Aim.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can you, do you guys want to sing it?
Point your doodle down, doobie doo down, down. Point your doodle down, doobie doo down, down. Point your doodle. It's that. Over
and you know
and
what's
over.
Crazy? That. Alone is why this podcast exists.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't have normal parents that
literally
were like,
that is
hey,
why this podcast
aim in
is.
The yes. toilet, King. We had parents that were like, together in perfect harmony, like,
point your doodle down, doobie doo down, down.
Bow, bow, bow.
Doodle down, doobie doo down.
That's why Gabe is how he is.
Yeah,
for real.
Because everything growing up, my whole life growing up, everything was songs. And then I got out into the world and nobody was doing songs anymore. So I felt like, okay, I'll do the songs.
It's
and
funny.
Then you find out people don't want the songs
no, they
as
don't really
much
want the
songs. As you felt like it was needed.
I'll say this. We always talk about that. Like that was such a horrible thing. Like, oh my God, how freaky that there was always music. But like, that's so cute.
No, everybody
now
gets
that. We're,
that
now, yeah. that we're raising, now that we are raising, now that you guys are raising Carmen and we're seeing Carmen so little, I'm like, every kid should be so lucky to grow up around like silly songs and made up music
and
joy and giggling. Like that's so nice.
But she don't got a doodle, so I can't sing that song.
I'm
this
sure
is why
come
we need
up-
boys so we can sing the doodle song. Boys in charge so we can sing the doodle song. Boys in charge, doodle song. Boys have doodles.
I think you'll come up with the girl version of point your doodle down, doobie doo down, down when the time comes.
Yeah.
We're not going to make that song right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're not headed in that song. But
maybe I should rank the brothers.
You should rank the brothers, but yeah, you should rank the brothers. There's so many things I'm about to say that are bad. So
yeah
we should
rank
the brothers. By the way,
Please play. Oh, otherwise I'm literally going to
muted me.
Yes. Okay.
No.
I forgot that Grant has that power.
Oh my God.
It's the ranking.
Okay,
I found it. I'm going to rank my brothers. I'm going to rank them one and two. I'm going to pick which one is better this week. And after a couple of weeks, we'll start to realize which one is just overall better. 'Cause now we can do the math.
Mute. The reverb on that stuck around.
What note was that? Just for my knowledge.
Probably a C.
Before you rank the brothers, when I grow up, will I get vibrato in my voice? Because I still don't have vibrato in my voice.
You don't need it.
I think it...
You don't need it.
I've never.
You don't need it.
I've never experienced vibrato.
Are you gonna sing musical theater? Are you gonna sing opera?
Are you guys? Are you making it up when you're doing vibrato?
No, no. I can't not do it.
It happens.
I've never done it. I think you're all making it up.
You just don't. You don't sing in the way that would make you want to do that. It's like
I can't even do it if I tried.
Yeah, you could if you tried. Let's listen to Hugh Jackman sing like an 8 count and then see if Grant can impersonate it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to rank the brothers.
We'll do it after class. And
are
we'll
you
take
kidding?
And we'll take our photo after class.
How infuriated would I be listening to this with Grant saying, I want to try vibrato for the first time. And we say, yeah, we'll do it off mic.
Okay.
Sing, bring him home.
Afraid.
Yeah.
No,
can
I
you
can't.
Okay, here's okay. This might take too long to try to figure out. Here. So I would put it down the octave. That might be easier. And can you when you think of it, do you feel how the bat if your mouth
is this
was
so
a
boring
shape,
to listen to?
No, I think if the people are listening amazing. To this, they might be like so is what you're doing. Can you do your best imitation of like an old opera guy and open the back of your mouth? Yes. 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 But
do I have to change my mouth shape?
Yes.
Yes.
The mostly yes, the inside. Yes, yes. Yeah. Mostly the inside back. The inside back more than the front.
Exactly,
well, here's the problem is I can't do mewing. So does that mean I can't do vibrato?
No, you can do it. Stay with me. Stay with me. So And real quick, in the top of your mouth, there's the hard palate that you know about.
Yeah, mine's fucked up though.
This hard palate right
that's
here.
That's okay.
And then the behind that, there's a soft palate.
It's squishy back there.
The squishy back there. Can you feel just real quick with your tongue? You feel the hard palate, and you feel where it starts to get soft back there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That part, can you breathe in on a K? Can you go? Did you hear how it snorted and went up? Did you hear that? That's the soft palate. Yes. So, and just try to.
Wait, there was almost vibrato there.
It almost worked. But you don't. Yeah, but that's it though. That's kind of the feeling is
I can't, dude, I can't do it.
It's just what's tricky is you have to relax that part of you, which is if you don't ever give attention to something, it's hard to learn what it feels like and then relax it.
I thought vibrato was just a puberty thing. You just get it.
No.
Grant,
it's like
you have to learn it?
It's a it happens as a result of a style of singing where your soft palate is raised and relaxed and so it starts to sort of flutter.
Okay, we'll make it a series. We'll make it a series on the show, Grant trying to vibrato.
If we get 50,000 followers on Instagram, will you Twitch stream a voice lesson?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You guys, new goal.
And hey, if you're at home, what I tried to have Grant do also works on any voice. Okay.
Obviously Grant's the number one brother this week. Obviously, for
because
a multitude
of what I
of
just
reasons.
Tried to do.
No, because of when you muted Gabe, I never thought of that before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So genius to mute Gabe. So obviously, Grant's number one. Obviously.
Okay, but outside of the muting,
do you feel like you earned number one this week?
I guess not.
What do you mean outside of the muting?
I guess not.
I haven't seen you since we recorded a podcast last.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Remember. No. I saw you at a dinner thing. Whatever.
A dinner thing?
The thing at your house that I hosted at your house? I hosted a dinner at your house.
Allie hosted a dinner party at my house that I wasn't at.
Or invited to.
Or invited to. Which is fire when you walk back to your own house and you see all the ladies hanging out on the porch and you go, all right, good night. If I don't see you.
No, actually, it wasn't that. It was Gabe like keeping his distance for a while. And I said to him like, hey, come sit with us. You can hang out. It's all people he knows. It's all his friends.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm doing that thing, whatever. And then as everybody's walking out the door, Gabe's standing in the living room, starting to tell stories. And I was like, they're leaving. You should have come out earlier to tell your stories.
Yeah. Hey ladies, when you're on your way out, I got a couple of stories I'd like to share. Hey ladies, I know that you're leaving, but if you don't want to leave, I got some stories to tell. That was me, literally.
Literally. And they were all like, uh-huh, uh-huh.
They're like, oh.
It's 11 p.m.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's so nice. I really do love that. That's great. Hey ladies, with you. Wanna listen up? I got some anecdotes while you're on your way out.
If you've ever wondered what it's like for me when I was camping when I was 10, I'll tell you all about it to the expense of your night's sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm, I got some stories from high school my wife's heard 1,000 times, but I'll whip them out for you. Got some stories from college that my wife was there for, and she disagrees with the way that I'm telling it, but I'll tell you every story I got while you're on your way out the door. Thank you for listening to this episode of Mom Said. This is the dumbest show in the world, and we're really glad that you listened to it. Please tell your friends about it. We're having more guests coming up. We're so thankful that you guys loved when we had guests on, because sometimes it's nervous when we bring home a new friend. Making new friends is
You were hard. Nervous to bring home someone way more popular than us?
Yeah, I just mean for the listener. It's a different voice.
Oh, I see. I wasn't nervous. I knew she was better than us.
Yeah, she was going to kill it. So we're going to have more guests soon. We're continuing to make the show. We're so thankful that you listen. Please share this with friends of yours who you think might like this goofiness.
And for our 8-year-old, 9-year-old listeners.
For anyone younger. It's a robin.
What if that was a fart?
This or the robin?
No, what if you went to fart and it was like...
Dude, we'd have farters at Carnegie Hall, bro. We'd have like world's greatest farters just at Carnegie Hall getting up to the mic. Just leg up. We'd have like folk farting. We'd have like R&B farting.
Or like you know those competitions where women call their husbands home? Yes. But you'd have like yes. calling your husband to dinner farting?
Yes. Talk about raising your soft palate, am I right? Goodbye.
Gotta go.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?